1 Chronicles chapter 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And their sister was named Hazalelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hepher, Temeni, and Haahashtari. These were the descendants of Naara. The sons of Helah were Zerith, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anab and Zobiba, and of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me and enlarge my territory, may your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted the request of Jabez. Caleb, the brother of Shua, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, of Pasea, and of Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel, Hahath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophra, and Saraiah was the father of Joab, the father of those living in Geharishim, which was given this name because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Ziphah, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalan. And Mered's wife, Bithiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoa. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah. Mered also took a Judean wife, who gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah the Garmite and of Eshtemoa the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Asheba. Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshabai-Lehem. These names are from ancient records. These were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerub, Zerah, and Shaul. The sons of Shaul, Shalem, Mibsam, and Mishma. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel, Zachar, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole clan did not become as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth-Birai, and Shearim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlik, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacoba, Jeshahiah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alan, son of Jedeah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These men listed by name were the leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor to the east side of the valley in search of pasture for their flocks. There they found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet, for some Hamites had lived there formerly. These who were noted by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites and Meunites there in their dwellings, devoting them to destruction even to this day. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, went to Mount Seir and struck down the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.